back in. Cube Show, Sports Radio 730, 103.9 The Ump, live from the Southern RV Wholesale Studios. Go to srvwholesale.com, click the fire sale tab, get the best deals on fifth wheels, travel trailers, toy haulers, motorhomes, and all the land. srvwholesale.com. So we were talking a little bit of Mark Schlabaugh's article on just this Ole Miss situation and sort of how it went down and how things, I guess, became known. Not necessarily public. I mean, eventually this is how they would become public. But, you know, it's just one of those deals, Arky, where it's hard to imagine that one guy could find a number when he was searching for another number. And then next thing you know, this is blowing up Hugh Freeze's job.
Yeah, I mean, it really starts with the very basic search, you know, and that's just always so surprising to me that at the very genesis of this is the fact that one guy, Hugh Freeze, redacted a few numbers from the records that was requested for a week period. And one of them he just decided not to, and that's the one that gets them in trouble. And these lawyers, they knew this. They knew the time frame to look for. It's wild to me. They knew the time frame to look for, and they knew a certain set of numbers that they were looking for. And then they basically did their investigation and said, hey, maybe you guys want to look into your boy. Maybe he's getting a little bit of fast and free with the old cellular device.
Barrett Salee joins us now of CBS Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Barrett Salee. With what has come out recently involving Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss, Barrett, how much worse do you believe this can or will get?
Well, for Hugh Freeze personally, it's going to get a lot worse. You know, there's a lot of really good people that seem to have a really good idea as to what specifically, you know, he was fired for or resigned for. You know, it's one of those things now where really we don't even really know any details other than one phone call led to a lot of information that we don't know specifics about. So that's going to come out, and it's going to come out probably pretty soon. For Hugh Freeze, or for Ole Miss, I think it's really sketchy because, and I made the analogy, and all the dads out there, I think, can understand this, moms as well. It's like a one-year-old eating spaghetti. Like, it's really messy because Ole Miss, I don't think, can go to the NCAA and say, look, we fired our guy, go easy on us, because the NCAA will turn around and say, well, you fired him for stuff that you said has nothing to do with us, and you stood by him the whole time. Why do we need to go easy on you? So, you know, Ole Miss is almost forced to defend the guy that embarrassed the program, you know, to a certain extent as they go through this NCAA process. So it's a really tough position for us New York to be in. It's one of those things. There's really no good option at this point.
Barrett Salee with CBS Sports covers college football nationally, joining us now on the phones. You look at Hugh Freeze in his situation. If, and we believe it's likely, more will come out, more damning information about his tenure at Ole Miss. What would you suggest for him and how to handle his situation currently? Does he need to get out in front of this if he ever wants to coach in college football again?
He does need – I don't think he needs to get out in front of it. I think that he needs to work on his – right now I think he needs to work on his family stuff. That is the most important thing, right? And there's really no use in getting out in front of it if you know that – you know, unless you're willing to go completely on the table and say, look, this is what I did, and take that embarrassment. And I don't know if he's ready to do that right now, because it's hard, I think, for him to go out there and say publicly what all went down, because, you know, quite honestly, he doesn't know what all people are going to find about him. So I think it's probably best for him, or in his mind anyway, to just weather the storm, let whatever comes out come out, and then own up to it and go on a PR tour, because he's going to be a coach again. I think the question, though, for him is, how does the NCAA approach him specifically? Because it was clear that they were going after Hugh specifically and likely would result in a suspension if he was Ole Miss's head coach. Well, now they can't do that. So really the only way they can go about getting him is a show cause. So he may not even be able to coach again soon.
Barrett Salee of CBS Sports joining us, talking Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss. I don't think we've really caught up with you since Matt Luke was named the interim head coach. How does it change what you think Ole Miss can or will be in 2017?
Well, I mean, I think Matt's a really good offensive line coach and was on track to be a good head coach, but this is way too premature, a lot like Luke Fickell back in 2011 with Ohio State. You know, so it's going to be a challenge. It definitely makes me think less of Ole Miss, and I think certainly it's one of those situations a lot like Baylor last year where – you know, the smallest thing is to snowball because you're dealing with a guy in Matt Luke who, while promising as a head coach, really has never done any of this before. I mean, you're talking about leading a room with, 14, 15 guys in the offensive line room to, you know, a 110-player, including scout team, football program, and a staff that's, you know, probably 50 or 60 folks total, all told. So, you know, I think it's going to be one of those situations where if things go south, they're going to go south in a hurry. And there's, you know, it's probably going to affect them this year. But look, I think Matt Luke, again, he feels like he's going to be a head coach at some point. I think that the Ole Miss administration feels like he can probably be a head coach at some point. And if he looks like he can handle the program, you know, through, you know, for, you know, 3 years down the road and they'll be okay, then maybe he gets a job on a full-time basis.
Barrett Salee joining us, talking Ole Miss and just their situation moving forward into this season. Do you think that Ross Bjork and anyone involved with the Ole Miss football program even attempts to begin to put together any sort of wish list or coaching search list until everything with the NCAA is wrapped up?
I think he's going to have a little bit of an idea. I mean, it's not there right now, but, you know, by the end of August, is he going to have, you know, a list in his drawer of guys who he thinks could handle it? Yeah, I think he will. And maybe he has conversations, you know, behind closed doors or in back rooms or back channels that sort of lay out situations like, okay, if the situation is X, Y, or Z, how interested would these coaches be? So, I mean, I think he starts to do that. But again, I think Ole Miss is sort of given the circumstances, a pretty good spot because it is an attractive job because of what it can pay, the budget it has, the fact that it's in the SEC, a Power 5 conference, and all that stuff. So you sort of have the luxury of your Ole Miss to sort of sit back and say, okay, here's our list of candidates. Some of them are mid-major guys who we think could be the guy, but we don't know for sure. And you've got basically an entire season to judge them while also sort of gauging their interest in the back behind closed doors.
Barrett Salee joining us, talking SEC football. And when you look at this team, though, and you look at the staff that's still in place, a lot of people think that this offense is going to be one that's going to be very dangerous, and the offense is one that's going to cause problems. Just how problematic can Ole Miss be week in, week out, based on what you see on that roster in 2017 in the SEC West?
They can be dangerous. I think everything that Hugh Freeze said is true. You know, they've got the best offensive line that they've had since has been there. And now that he's not there, but still, I mean, the offensive line is still the best it's ever been. And then from an offensive weapon perspective, you've got a really good, deep, versatile group of wide receivers. You've got a really good quarterback who almost certainly will be better with a full year of experience. It's dangerous. Can it be consistently dangerous? I don't know, but they still are fully capable of jumping up and scaring a few folks if they're not ready.
Where would Shea Patterson be for you if you're drafting SEC quarterbacks? How far down that list would he fall?
If I was drafting SEC quarterbacks,
the NFL, but to play college football. If you're selecting,
sure. Middle of the pack right now, the idea that you're talking about a potential, I think it's hard to say, okay, well, I'm going to put him behind Jalen Hurts or put him behind, some of these other guys like Jake Bentley or Jarrett Stidham or guys that I think are top-tier players right now. Shea Patterson, we've only seen 3 games from, and one of those games was really good. He's not there yet. From a potential standpoint, at the middle of the season, that probably changes quite a bit.
Great stuff, Barrett. Look forward to catching up next week, man.
Thanks, Cole. And, hey, fight the minivan fight. go Honda Pilot. You don't need all those bells and whistles in a minivan.
The problem is in the Pilot with two car seats, the third seat's irrelevant. The third row's irrelevant. You can't even get to it.
That is not true. That is not true. You can absolutely. I do it all the time. I brought dog, cat, two kids, and wife and stuff to Florida. Very easy. And honestly, like not to be a salesman, don't get the entertainment center. Kids got iPads and headphones for a reason. It's a waste of money.
Well, there you go. All right, Barrett has chimed in on the minivan discussion. Thank you, Barrett. Talk to you next week.
Vehicle.
Back with more Cube Show next.